Oh, I support the Iran agreement, and I looked at it long and hard before I reached that conclusion. The alternatives, two of them, are terrible. Iran with a nuclear weapon, unacceptable. An arms race in the Middle East and devastation, the likes of which we've never seen. That's one option to this diplomatic agreement. The second is military action. We've tried this, my friends, over the past 10 or 15 years, sending the best American forces into the Middle East, and it cost us dearly in human lives and those who were injured and cost to our treasury. If we can find a diplomatic way through this agreement to send in the inspectors and get an honest appraisal as to what Iran is doing, that is much better than another war.
What effect do you think Senator Schumer's opposition will have on your fellow Democrats when they vote on this?
I think most of my colleagues that I've talked to are judging this on an individual basis. This is almost a vote of conscience. It's like those votes that come around once or twice in a career on whether to go to war. You really sit, you lie awake at night thinking about what's the right thing to do. This fits in the same category. I don't think any single senator taking a position is going
to
change that.
I mean, could you be, with good intentions, having a Neville Chamberlain moment? You know, we want peace in our time, and maybe it's not the right.
Well, when Ronald Reagan said, "I'm sitting down with Gorbachev, we're going to reach a nuclear agreement," they said, "Neville Chamberlain, it's appeasement. The Soviet Union's our enemy. How can you do this, President Reagan?" He did it, and it was the right thing to do. When Richard Nixon said, "We're going to open up relations with Red China," Neville Chamberlain, he's selling out to those commies, the Chinese that are supporting the North Vietnamese fighting Americans, unacceptable. He did it, and it was the right thing to do. So merely dismissing every diplomatic effort as appeasement and giving in to the enemy is wrong. As John Kennedy said, we should never negotiate out of fear. We should never fear to negotiate.